السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. And I'm told you are in Lichtenberg. May Allah Ta'ala make your suffer Mubarak and may the Ummah benefit. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all your wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sudri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Zulqa'dah 1446 in South Africa and few other countries. We know in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine and majority of the countries of the world. Today, Wednesday, is already the 16th of Zulqa'dah 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Muhammad, chapter 47. The surah is known as Surah Muhammad, after the Nami, Ismigrami, the honorable auspicious name of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We explained to you before that the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Mubarak, blessed name is Muhammad. Why? Allah Jalla Wala continuously praises the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some ulama even call the surah chapter 47 and comprising 38 verses Suratul Qital, the chapter that tells us about fighting against the enemy as we see now in Gaza Mubarakah and against the Jutlas and the Haramis there. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 47 and verses 5 to verse number 8. So yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah informed us that once you have subdued the non-Muslims in the battlefield, so either you give them ransom or either you let them go free of charge, and I told you the three other options. You have the right to kill them as well because they are our enemy. Or you go there and mubadalatul usara, exchange of prisoners of war, irrespective of the numbers on either side. And the next option is istirqaf, you take them as your slaves and so forth. When you speak of slaves, it's not like the Western concept. Yeah, you treat them in a humane manner. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was asked, said, ma hiya silsilatu dhahab, what is the golden chain of transmission in hadith? Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen, in hadith said, Malik al-Nafi an ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qaal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijra of Madinah Munawwara, reports from Nafi, and Nafi reports from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Who is Nafi? Nafi is the slave of Abdullah ibn Umar. He liberated 1,000 slaves. He told Nafi, go. He said, no, I don't go. I'm going to stay here by you and you must teach me hadith. He became such a big Shaykhul Hadith himself, Nafi, who was once upon a time a slave. And Imam Bukhari said, that is the golden chain in the literature of hadith. So you need to understand all these issues here. We must never come across when we speak of Islam as people who are compromising and apologetic and so forth. We must ask them, what the hell are you doing with our people there in Guantanamo Bay, and to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, the hell whole day in America. What are you doing now in Palestine and so forth? So that is why you must corner these haramis and all these shaitans.
Chapter 47, verse number 5. So the Muslims are victorious. So what Almighty Allah says, سَيَهْدِيهِمْ. Soon Almighty Allah will grant them more and more hidayat. When the word hidayat is used, we translate it loosely as guidance. That's an incomplete translation. So hidayat yahdi, it means Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless them with more nur, radiance and effulgence, so they can draw a distinction and dichotomy between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Wa yuslihu balahum, and Almighty Allah will improve their conditions. So the more we strive in the path of Almighty Allah, when we're fighting the enemy, the more Allah Jalla wa Ala will shower His mercy upon us. Thereafter, just look at the next verse. We should be crying, begging Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we are from these people. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His Fadl, Karam, mercy, grace, mercy, benevolence, will admit them and enter them into Jannah and into paradise. أَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. If you translate it literally, it means Allah Himself will introduce them, the people of Jannah and paradise, to into Jannah. This is your garden, these are your rules, these are the bounties, these are the favors. Subhanallah, we go to our palace, we go to a 5-star, 6-star hotel, and then they usher you into the room and they show you this, that. We feel so elated, delighted, but it's just for 1 week, for 3 days, 2 days, and then we have to leave. This is the Iman Abada, everlasting, remember that. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. So, O Muslim, this is the hadith in Mishkan Sharif. Don't ask Allah Jalla Wala for Jannah only for yourself and marhumin and your deceased. Salullaha al-firdaus fa innaha a'alaha wa awsatuha. Hadith Sharif in Mishkan Sharif. Say, read now with me. Allahumma. Inna nas'aluka, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus. Oh Allah, Jalla wa'ala, we beg of you. Not only Jannah, grant us jannat al-firdaus. Grant our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our spouses, whoever passed away, our shuhada, grant one and all jannat al-firdaus. Why? Because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتُهَا. That is the highest portion and the premium portion and place there in Jannah. When we can go first class in a plane, what you want to go sit economy and business class, go first class. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. Then Allah Himself will introduce Jannah to us, imagine. But who will get all this? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe. Ye to aashiqana khitab hai. This is an address filled with love and compassion. 89 different places Allah used the phrase Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, because that is motivating us. What makes us wake up for fajr, for tahajjud, and to do programs 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, like Ma Salim Kareem, like Junaid Mota and everybody? It's only our iman. The wives are making all the sacrifices, the children, Allah alone reward them. So the non-Muslims, the converse of it, Allah mentioned only one place, and that to humiliate them. 89 times for us to elevate our rank and status. For the non-Muslims, irrespective of the denomination, Allah addresses them, chapter 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims who are sane and mature. La ta'tadiru al-yawm, today the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. Do not cite and give any excuses. I know everything of yours. Ma kan wa ma yakun, your history, geography, biology, everything I know. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun, and you will be definitely punished according to your actions, and everlasting doom and gloom awaits you. Chapter number 66, verse number 7. Chapter number 33, Surah Azab, the coalition, verses 64-65. Almighty Allah says that Allah has already prepared for them the burning fire and the furnace. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَهِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. they will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, Allahumma ahfazna min Allah, protect us all. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tansurullaha, if you help Allah. But Allah does not need our help. In tansuru deen Allah, help the deen of Allah. We need masajid, we need madrasas, we need, you understand, schools, we need this, we need that. We need mujahideen, we need their clothes for winter and for the poor people, Muslim, non-Muslim. So help them, help the Muslim with zakat, help the non-Muslim with dillah and so forth. We are the ummah that are the asset to humanity. We belong to Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusively was, is, will always be a mercy to the entire universe and not only to humanity. In tansurullah, have the deen of Allah. In tansuru ibadallah, have the people, the creation of Almighty Allah jalla wala, for the love of Allah. Yansurkum, Almighty Allah will assist you. Remember, we are enjoying life here in South Africa. Waja'alakum muluka, notwithstanding the challenges and problems. But just compare ourselves with all the other countries, then we will understand. And then, when you thabbit aqdamakum, when you strive in the path of Allah, you have the Islam, you have the people, humanity, Allah will increase your iman, Allah will keep you steadfast, and you will speak the truth, we won't be cowards and so forth and so on, then we won't be sitting on the fence. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. So every day, cry to Allah, Allahumma jalla min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Accept me, accept my spouse, my wife, my children, my progeny, my students, whoever we can think of. Remember, Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. You buy the cow, the Magsi Qurbani time is coming here now, you purchase the cow, so the milk comes free of charge. Make effort for deen and Islam and see the dunya will come at your feet without even asking for it. That is the system of Almighty Allah. But today's Muslim, today's humanity, 80-90% say, let me strive so much for dunya in this world, and then we neglect our deen, and then what happens? Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. We become losers and failures in this world and the year after. See the next verse. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and these non-Muslims, Democrats, capitalists, Zionists, and whatever you can think of, you must remember, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever you want to say for them. They are saying it for sure. So one generic term for them, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, فَتَأْسَلْ لَهُمْ. That is the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. فَتَأْسَلْ لَهُمْ فَحَلَاكَلْ لَهُمْ. For them is disaster, for them is catastrophe, for them is calamity. وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and the good deeds they did, remember, all go astray already. Why? They rewarded here in this world, and nothing for them in the year after. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. So that is the law in Islam. And for me and you, who love with Iman and Islam, and we pass away with Iman and Islam with the grace and mercy of Allah, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. This reward we get in this world is a bansela, is just a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The maximum, optimum, the reward you will get is there in the year after. And do you know what is the greatest bounty? Read. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ. Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O beloved Allah, we beg of thee. Inna nas'aluka ladzatan nadari. Ya Allah, we beg of you. We have the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem. That we see thy honorable countenance. We saw makhluk, we saw China, we saw Russia, we saw Europe, we saw Africa, Asia. So many things you showed us, but now we're tired of this, Ya Allah. We have shocked to see you. We have that feeling, that desire. We saw so many things in this world, but now we have that desire and that shock and that wish, Ya Allah, when will we see you? So Allah Jalla wa'ala will then let all the people settle in Jannah and Paradise. and the people will be dispatched to Jahannam, the sane and mature non-Muslims. Allah Jalla Wala will address the people of Jannah. You want anything else? They will say, Allah, what can we ask for? Everything, we just think about it, we just desire, immediately is there. No load shedding, no computer freezing, no misunderstanding, miscommunication. Allah says, no, there's one more thing. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى I gave you my Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Now I'm going to give you something more. What is that, Ya Allah? Allah says, وُجُوهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ Just see your Allah. And that will be the greatest gift Allah confers on the people of Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, let us be from those. Allahumma inna nas'aluka lazzat al-nazari. Allahumma inna nas'aluka lazzat al-nazari la wajhik al-kareem. So the dua is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now today is already the 15th of Zulqa'dah, as I told you, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. So first one, France Macron says, this is after the bombing of the European hospital in Gaza by Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal at the IDF. He says what Netanyahu is doing is shameful, and we the Europeans must impose more sanctions upon them. You see that? But when you go into history, they all are accomplices in this genocide. America, Britain, France, Germany, all of them. Three-quarter of Europe and so forth and so on. Who is financing Israel? Who is giving them arms and ammunition? But now they can see, the world is seeing who is the real terrorist and harami and so forth. Haaretz newspaper says that this guy, Netanyahu, he is a real criminal, remember that. He's involved in criminal activities. So Israel attacks two hospitals. Who attacks hospitals? He's a war crime that and so forth. They will murder and kill 30, 40, 50, 60 people. And they will say, no, we got one Hamas terrorist. But the world has seen you are the biggest terrorist. Extermination of the Palestinians and starvation of the Palestinians and children and babies and women and all. So that is the haramis. These are murderers of prophets and messengers, remember that. They are swines, they are pigs, they are monkeys, and they are donkeys. And all these words are used in the Noble Quran. So you see the Noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse number 60, chapter number 62, and verse number 5. And go and see chapter 7 and verse 166. And Allah uses all these words. They are the scum of the earth, Jutla, majority of them. So they say that Muhammad Sinwar, he may be martyred and killed and so forth in the attack, you see, but they're not 100% sure. If he passed away, he's martyrdom. And he didn't pass away, inshallah, Allah give him shifa, and he will fight again. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We salute our Houthis, the poorest Arab country. And subhanallah, what are they doing? Now the sirens are on in Tel Aviv. The sirens are on in various places. They're sending their rockets. They're sending their drones. And the Jutlas cannot sleep, you see. But Allah told you that Jutla harami. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish you right till the day of Qiyamah, because you're a cursed nation. You're not the chosen people, you are the cursed nation and people. So what Hitler did was right. We support Hitler in many things. He outlawed interest, he outlawed pornography, he outlawed homosexuality. So all that is right. He found jobs for the people in 2 years, 6 million. And your Holocaust, 6 million, is a fairy tale. And you know that. It's not worth the paper on which is written, ask Norman Finkelstein and so forth. See Saudi Arabia. They thought that now the world's attention will be there on Riyadh. They have a headline also in their media all eyes on Riyadh. You see that? So that's how they explain it and so forth. But what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, Allah Jalla wala gives honor to whomever they want. Allah does graces whoever he wants. How Allah does graces the Saudi regime, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and Haramis. Amnesty International released a report and then they informed the world what is happening to the domestic workers and the helpers there in Saudi Arabia. They are being overworked, they are being underpaid, they are being treated like slaves and worse. They make them work for 16 hours. You know these foreign workers, ladies, they come, Philippines and here and there and other one countries, Indonesia, Sri Lanka and wherever, Morocco and what. 16 hours per day they must work and they pay them 50 cents per day. 50 cents per day. And the slavery conditions, they keep their passports and what have you. And many a time, and nobody can deny this, the men there in the house, they get busy with them and they sexual or violent, sexual or sin, all that advances and the women there are like them. Very bad. You know, you see, you Muslim Ummah, you fast asleep. You know this Ummah is living in the work cocoon, you understand, hostage mentality. They were the politician, Prime Minister of Pakistan, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, Benazir Bhutto, her father. He told King Faisal, and he and King Faisal were very good friends. He told King Faisal, you want workers, laborers from Pakistan, I'll give you 100,000, half a million, whatever you want. But the condition, and must be written down, I'll only give you men. I will not send a single Pakistani lady to Saudi. King Faisal looked at him, King Faisal al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah, we make dua for him. We read the Salatul Janaza. There I was in Newtown, Madras at Karachi, and in 1975, it was the month of March, if I remember correctly, he became Shaheed. And Umar Salim, you were there also. And the Saudi embassy and their staff came. And then they read Salatul Janaza. But we just joined what we know. You understood? So anyway, if you join also, it's all right. And you make dua, you see that. So like in the Haramain and all that. Anyway, there's an academic discussion. So we make dua for him. He's Shaheed. He stood up against the enemy, America, Israel, all of them. So we must remember this kind of thing. You see that? So he, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, told King Faisal al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah, that for King Faisal we say, that you must remember that I will not give you a single Pakistani woman. That was already in the early 70s, so remember that. So that was Amnesty's report, you can read it. Saudi Arabia to invest $600 billion in Trump and his 4 years. And remember, they could say it's the best deal and biggest deal in the century, and already concluded $142 billion of arms bought by MBS. Half the arms they don't need, the other half they can't use. Bunch of donkeys and idiots they are. You Salafis, can you speak against your MBS? You can't speak nothing, because you are scholars for dollars. We have sold your soul to the devil. That is what you have done. Trump removes Syrian sanctions. There is another sympathizer of Israel and America and the Jutlas. His name is Julani. So Julani says Trump is meeting him today, Wednesday. So he wants Syria to join the Abrahamic Accord. But he can't do that immediately because he knows there will be terrible consequences. So he told Trump, never mind, there in Damascus, Damascus, we will put up one big Trump tower. You see? This you call boot licking. This you call, you must remember, that they're sucking up to all these enemies of Islam. Since when Trump is a good person to Islam? Trump, Biden, the whole happy lot of Haramis as far as we're concerned. Modi says the fighting is only paused. You see, yesterday they made a cartoon. Modi riding the donkey. Because now Pakistan and Pakistan are indebted to China. So the Chinese helped them out in their hour of need and they decimated the Indian Air Force and everything. So he doesn't know where to put his face and there will be a big problem in India very soon, inshallah. Trump threatening Iran and says all that. You know, I went to Uruguay, Montevideo and all that, beautiful country, just 3-4 million people there. And the one time I went there, this guy was there, the president, prime minister. I wanted to really meet him, you know. there, but obviously we didn't meet. His name, Jose Musica. He just died at the age of 89. He was the president, prime minister of Uruguay. He shouldn't even live in the presidential palace. He say, leave me, man. I love my farm. And he should drive a Peugeot, an old car, no presidential car, Cadillac and Rolls Royce and Mercedes and all that. And what a good guy. But there's no masjid there, not one single masjid in Uruguay. So that was why I wanted to meet him, you know. Said, come on, man, you're a good guy. And give us one masjid, one piece of land, and you South Africans, in one wedding, you spend 5 million, 10 million. You don't even need visa. One family can go to Uruguay, Montevideo. Till today, there's no masjid there. Yes, this is our history. We have to speak the truth. We had 3 masajid there in the 40s, 50s. But Muslim don't read Salah. So one masjid, they made it to a church. I went there. I saw it with my own eyes. Second one, they made it into a marine museum. You see, the ayats of the Quran are still there. I visited myself. And third one, they demolished the masjid, made it office blocks. So you Muslims of South Africa, remember, build that masjid there. Our brothers, they build masjid, mashallah. There you must remember in Argentina. And beautiful, you must remember that. You know, Mother Plata. Mother Plata is just like Durban. And the weather is just like that also. And by the beach, and beautiful masjid. So inshallah, Allah give tawfiq to somebody. Trump wants the Saudis to join the Abrahamic Accord. MBS knows he's in big trouble. He can't travel to America. He can't go to Britain. Jamal Khashoggi, all that will come to haunt him. If he goes now in there, they'll put a bullet through him somewhere. The Haaretz newspaper carried a nice cartoon. They go on the Qatar plane, you know, the jumbo jets with luxury palace, you see, flying palace. And a big plane, blue in color and gold studs, real gold, not spaza gold, you see. And it's pushing, the plane is moving. And they got Netanyahu, a small little lighty. And this is pushing him over, like you see. So that was a good, this big cartoon then. Israel is by some mayors, the government also making business with Qatar and so forth. So that is a no-brainer and they're disgracing themselves. Qatar, today he's going to Qatar, Doha. So George Galloway, he calls Qatar a gas station. You know, you can visit the whole country in one day, basically. So Qatar gave him a plane. You know what the plane, the value? 400 billion, almost, you must remember, 400 million, sorry. 400 million, you understand, US dollars, so almost half a billion. So that is, you see, to soften it up. Come on, get the thing rolling here in the Gaza. Stop for the war. And let humanitarian aid come in. But if Trump got any brains, he will be the one to say sanctions must go on Israel. We will recognize Palestine. But to think about all that, maybe a pipe dream, you must remember that. We want leaders, Muslims, Africa, wake up. Like Ibrahim Traoré. Ibrahim Traoré said, he has captured the imagination of the world. They wanted to assassinate him and the bounty on his head is already 5 million. It will go to 10 million and more. He told this gold mines and all that, we take them away from all these whiteys and all of them. They're making us fools. So now they should get $1 billion. Now he's getting 80, 20, 30 billion dollars. You see that? He says, my next step, inshallah, I want the United States of Africa. That is the type of leaders you need, you must remember that. So not those guys we got in South Africa and Africa, just pocketing the money and all that 3/4 of the time. Let's give you some news, views, interviews from our beloved country, South Africa. Load shedding is back. You see that? So that is ANC. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. I'm here in Luxembourg with my brother, you see, Haji Suleiman Yaqub, Hafizullah, Allah reward him, reward his family, make all the sacrifices, pick me up, take me here, there. Allah reward him for dunya wal akhirah. So they gave us a big house here. The Baji, Auntie, Matala, all passed away. So we stay in this luxury palace here, you see, in Luxembourg. Allah Bayyad family, Allah Ta'ala, Allah, the old people who passed away and everybody else, and not to those. So when we came here after the program, 1.5 hour program, so that upper 7:25 to 8 to 9 o'clock, 5 past 9, then we see blackout, you see. So we knew there's something. But the brothers are sharp here. They got the generator was working and everything. Then after 1-2 hours, the light came back. Today for us as Muslims is a big day. Pray 2 rakat, salat, ishraq time, other time, mother, sisters, after Fajr make special dua. You see our 5 brothers, there were more of them maybe, but 5 of them, they went there to the Loftus Stadium, South Africa playing Malawi soccer. We're not interested in that. So they had the red t-shirts and they had their red card, Israel and FIFA was expelled them and so. But the police came, 30, 40 of them, they brutally assaulted them and so forth. That's what the media is showing us and telling us and so forth. So I suggested to them, you must get hold of Zahir Omar. So they got hold of Zahir Omar and Zahir Omar's family and all of them are involved in that. Yeah, and I sent out the message yesterday of Ibrahim Omar, he's a hafiz, he's a lawyer, Zahir's son. So then today is the hearing in the High Court. So all of you make dua that they get bail and inshallah when the case comes out they will get a victory and then they must sue the Minister of Police. Don't leave, you must do that, remember that. You mustn't fear anybody, fear Allah only. Yes, on this call we must thank our Imran Subrati, he's the MP, I don't know him personally but I see he's doing good. And we thank Zahir Omar and his family and all of them involved. And we thank our Naeem Patel counselor. So I believe he's helping the juvenile because he's 117 years old. Also, he's one side. But all 5 of them, one case it will be. So make dua to get bail today, inshallah. Trump says asylum for all South African minorities. So you Jutlas and Jutlis, you want to footsack from South Africa like the Afrikaners? You're welcome to footsack. There'll be no loss here. Remember that. May I make dua you get out from here also. Like we're going to kick you out from Palestine and occupy Palestine. But the great-grandson, you must remember, of Madiba Mandela say, what Trump is sending a plane here? Send one big ship here and take all these Burkis and Afrikaners and Afrikaners. They want to go, put them in one big ship and send them to America and put sex from here. Well said, Madiba's great-grandson. I concur with you and echo your sentiments. South Africa is going to be hit by storm and rains in many parts today. They will be so prepared for very cold and lot of rain coming to South Africa. Okay, some news here quickly. Yesterday, my brothers from Ansar, my brother Faisal and my brother Irfan and them contacted me and they said that he is a brother, he embraced Islam, now he passed away and there's no documentation of any sort, like you know, but we know he's a Muslim and his family say that no, they're going to bury him. So I said, no, go and speak to them and say that we must try and make the ghusl and bathe and shroud the person and read janaza. And then you give back the body because we don't have documentation. But by the time we intervened, remember they already cremated their brother. So Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You as Radio Al-Ansar, you must announce every day, every second day. Whenever people embrace Islam, immediately they must sign an affidavit that when they pass away, then everything must be done according to the Islamic law of burial and funeral and so forth. So we don't have all these legal issues, you know. So that's very, very important. Remember that we are doing it, alhamdulillah. So yesterday, my brother Suleiman Yaqub came to pick me up exactly 2 o'clock, 5 past 2, 10 past 2. We left. We stopped there in a potter's room. My cousin was there. Sikandar Hussain, my kaka Ibrahim, Mamli kaka's son. So we had some work and all that, but I thought we would reach Salat day 3:30 in the town masjid, but the masjid was locked up. So nevertheless, we carried on to Fenton's Dock. When we came to Fenton's Dock, so it was now just half an hour, 40 minutes later, so quarter past 4 or so. So mashallah, we want to make wudu. So I'm telling Haji Suleiman, look at the steps, you understand, in the Fenton's Dock masjid. 3/4 of them, half of them are circumcised. One tap is there, other tap is missing. You understand? Then there's no hot water, only cold water. Let's see what's going on. So I think, you understand, Fender's dog now, most of the brothers' families have left. It's only 3-4 families. So come you brothers, you've got enough money and all that. Contact people there in Fender's dog. And in 1 week, come on, 1 month, we can sort out the masjid and everything. We want hot water there. We don't want circumcised taps. Whatever other needs, they got the masjid, the door, the toilet also don't close and all these kind of things. So I told Haji Suleiman, lucky we are alone here, you understand? So it's a big rush here, a big problem. So we must get that masjid up to date in Fenton's Dock. Wherever we find masjid like that, One family, come on, just come take the brothers in front of the doctor. Maybe a few, they don't know what to do. Then we came here, become Maghrib, mashallah, to Luxembourg. And a person I met first was Maulana Mohsin Jogi. He's Imam here, mashallah, for 10 years, doing great khidmat. And got one madrasa, one maktab, 120 students, very good. Then we got the Maulana Ibrahim Mullah here. He's here 1 year. He's from Azad Park. He reads beautiful Quran and beautiful Naat Sharif. He read last night before the program. 26 years old, not married. You want your daughter to get married? Come on, Maulana Ibrahim Mullah is ready. And you want to get married quick. You see there? Good guy. You see, 1 year he's here. Stable job. He got a ready-made house. And he just needs a wife now. I told him, no wife, no life. So Maulana Ibrahim Mullah Luxembourg is there. Maulana Mubarak there in Palm Ridge last week. We were there. He got two wives, but he got no job. You see that? So contact our brothers there, contact me also, then we can get a job for him also, inshallah. Now, when we finish our program, we go into Masjid in the Abbas. It's two masjid, one in town and one in the Indian township, you know, previously. So Maulana Munib is there. So his father is my student, Maulana Faisal Ibrahim. He was telling me yesterday, you see. So mashallah, today is Wednesday, and we should all be making dua after Zohr, inshallah. So, Maulana Salim, we have about 12 minutes or so. So, let's fire up 10, 12 minutes with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to give money instead of cutting a sheep for Bakr Eid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Islam. Islam means we have to submit, surrender, and lovingly, willingly, sincerely. That is Muslim, that is Muslima. Not we come and make our own ideas. Every Muslim person knows chapter 108. Surah Kawthar, what Allah Jalla Wala tells us in chapter 108, verse 2, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكْ, you go and perform your Eid Salat, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, وَنْحَرْ. So when you slaughter a cow, a sheep, a goat, you call it zabah, and تَزْبَحُ بَقَرَ, you drop the animal nicely, not roughly, and so, and then Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you slaughter, sacrifice it. But the camel, you keep it standing, you fasten the hind leg, and then with that sharp knife, the Arabs are masters in this, and then you just poke it, that is called nahar. So one har, so then you slaughter, you sacrifice. So now a person comes in this belated day and age, he says, no, I won't spend 2,500 on the sheep, or 20,000 on the camel, or 10,000 on the cow, or whatever, I'm just giving prices at random, so I'll give money. Totally haram, and so you can't bring all new things into Islam. It's like saying that, no, I won't read 3 rakat Maghrib Salat, I will read 4 rakat, you see. So nobody will accept that. So similarly, brother, there's no money business here. You must slaughter, sacrifice the animal, and if you don't like the meat or you don't want to eat the meat or whatever your story is, so give it to the poor. There are millions of people. Hanafi say you can give qurbani meat, atika meat to Muslim and non-Muslim. Shafi, Hanbalis and them say to Muslim only. So give it to the rich, give it to the poor. So we must make the qurbani animal. No sacrificing the animal, not giving out money. Definitely haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, my daughter is 22 years old and it's so difficult to find a spouse for her. What can we do and what can we read? We are up for tahajjud every day. Please advise.
Finish your dua, got accepted, is it here? See, Allah Ta'ala, Kudrat Ka Karishma. I announce for Maulana Ibrahim Mullah, he's 26, your daughter is 22. You're crying to Allah, I don't know you, I don't know where you are. But you contact me, 071-888-1184. We set up the meeting. I just tell you, this is Maulana Ibrahim Mullah. You come and tell us when Maulana Ibrahim Mullah must come to your house and everything. And then you go and you're there. So then you got sorted out. You see that Allah will not let your du'as go in vain. The hajjud time you cry to Allah for 1 year, inshallah, Allah will accept. We must always have that conviction. Chapter 40, Surah 40, verse 16. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ الْأُونِي, your sustainer, nourisher, says, call me, beg of me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your call, your prayer, your supplication. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ, when you beg Allah, you yourself, O Muslim, you must have firm conviction, May Allah will give us that what we are asking. I made dua today, tahajjud time. Ya Allah, Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Cohen, Katz, all these haramis, Ya Allah. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajayib kudratik fa innahum la yujizunat. You decimate and destroy them all, woman wa'alahum. And whoever is helping them, the Saudi regime and the United Arab Emirates and the Qataris and the Egyptians and the Jordanians and Bahrain and Morocco, all haramis, murtads, where this is. None of them are Muslim as far as the leaders go. So we should be very clear on all these issues here. So you contact us, mashallah, I gave you my number, 071-888-1184. Mawlana Ibrahim, I must tell him, I'm waiting for your time. Oh, he's coming to pick us up, inshallah. I say, Mawlana, you're a buzruk, man. You made dua last night, today the call came. The Hood is waiting for you, inshallah. You see? Inshallah. Jee.
Mufti Sahib, is it jayaz for women to slaughter and make qurbani of their own animal?
The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his ladli, his sahib zadi, his beti, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, O Fatima, my beloved ladli, my beloved daughter, who me, washhadi, stand here and witness how your qurbani and your animal is being sacrificed. So that is not only permissible, it's encouraged, but not in front of strange men and everything. And then people are busy taking selfies and videos and all haram, all that there. So you must remember this. So if the lady knows how to slaughter and she knows properly, not slaughter with, and the knife falls down and it goes harm to the animal, then it's not permissible. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Verily Allah Ta'ala prescribed, ordained you do goodness for the animal. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا Today these people want to come tell us about human rights and about animal rights. When it comes to human rights, they promote prostitution and abortion. So where's your human rights then? Then when it comes to animal rights, they want the maximum amount of animals must be slaughtered in minimum time, so they do stunning, which is torture in Islam, totally haram and has no place in Islam. So what do you want to come and teach us? See Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, have a sharp knife, don't slaughter one animal in front of the other. Well, you reach, so you must give it rahat, give it water, qabla zam hadith, before you slaughter the animal. So that is our Islam. So if you know how to slaughter my sister properly, so then never mind, you can be in your haiz also, your menses, so then it is permissible. But if you all shaky business and all that, then rather you hold your husband's hand and both of you, mashallah, then you will also feel you slaughtered and all that. Then do like that, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I'm working in a bank for the last 13 years as an analyst. I'm willing to leave this job, but unable to find another one as yet. Can Mufti Sahib please advise?
My brother, everything is in the Quran Sharif. You working there in the bank 13 years. Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah Baqarah, verses 275, 279. And what Allah Ta'ala says? Allah Ta'ala says that interest is haram. And there's one verse in the Quran, you won't find such a warning for any crime besides interest, sood, riba, and vyaj and usury, call it whatever you want to. Chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ So that if you don't abstain, refrain from this riba, giving, taking, and contracting, and being analyzed and whatever you, be prepared, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ For a war against Almighty Allah, جل وعلا, and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, now you say you can't find a job. So read chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ Whosoever fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ And Allah will give you so much risk where you never anticipated. I'm here in Luxembourg. So many people I met, I don't even know three quarter of them. Yeah, I met Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia, his beloved parents and Medina. Today we'll meet him and there again. So you see, like that few people we know, but majority, but they all excited, elated. Allah opens so many doors. So you, my brother, I'm not saying resign immediately, but cry to Allah, Ya Allah, give me rizq and halal and tayyiba, and not the tainted, polluted income of interest and so forth. Maulana, you just cut off whenever you feel like, you know that I'm here. I think our time is up already. I don't know if it's time for more questions.
My time is up, Kitab. We're going for the 6 o'clock news.